The Old Testament reading comes from Psalm 22, verses 1 through 15. I think some of you might remember that I mentioned this as a prophecy about what took place in the calling of the Messiah. Psalm 22, hear God's word. My God, why have you forsaken me? And why do you remain so distant? Why do you ignore my cries for help? Every day I call to you, my God, but you do not answer. Every night you hear my voice, but I find no relief. Yet you are holy. The praises of Israel surround your throne. Our ancestors trusted in you, and you rescued them. You heard their cries for help and saved them. They put their trust in you and were never disappointed. But I am a worm, not a man. I am scorned and despised by all. Everyone who sees me mocks me. They sneer and shake their heads, saying, "Is this the one who relies on the Lord? Then let the Lord save him. If the Lord loves him so much, let the Lord rescue him." And yet you brought me safety from my mother's womb and led me to trust you when I was a nursing infant. I was thrust upon at my birth. You have been my God from the moment I was born. Do not stay so far from me, for trouble is near, and no one else can help me. My enemies surround me like a herd of bulls. Fierce bulls of Bashan have hemmed me in. Like roaring lions attacking their prey, they come at me with their mouths open. My life is poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax melting within me. My strength has dried up like the sun-baked clay. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You have laid me in the dust and left me for dead. Well, may God add his blessings to the reading and hearing of the understanding of Psalm 22, verses 1 through 15. You know, Jesus often referred to as a suffering servant, and this is a prophecy about Jesus when they were crucifying him. And I think the worst kind of suffering is that which we experience alone. You see, when we suffer with another person who is sympathetic to our problem, the suffering is easier to bear. And throughout history, God has sympathized with suffering people. He hears our cries. And how would your life and outlook be different if you became convinced that God never failed to respond to your pain? Well, may God add his blessings to the reading and hearing and the understanding of portion Psalm 22.